Listening 3. Listen to Mr. Kessler's responses and match them with the questions in your book. A.
Well, there should be about 100,000 on board at any one time, but only 40,000 of them will actually be residents. There will also be a crew of 20,000, and the rest will be visitors.
B.
The construction phase hasn't actually started yet, but some specialists are suggesting that it could be launched within 3 years.
C.
Well, there's really no limit on where it can go, so probably it will travel regularly around the world, calling at many of the major cities with seaports.
D.
It'll have a fully operational airport on the top deck, so planes will be able to fly in and out like on an aircraft carrier. And there will also be a marina so that smaller ships can dock with it.
E.
Well, it's been designed as a city, not just as a ship. So you'll have a full range of commercial activities going on inside, with trade centers and so on, just like in any normal city. And of course, you'll have schools for the children who are living on board, and a fully equipped hospital.
F.
Well, there's a whole selection of real estate investment opportunities. These range from luxury suites to much more simple living units. The starting price should be about $180,000, and the top price will probably be around $40 million.
G.
It's a project that's attracting a lot of interest from potential residents, and that group includes not only people who are looking for a secure environment for their retirement, but also business people who are interested in living and working in a city that's not part of any one nation.
H.
I think that convenience is certainly one of the main factors. The idea is that this will be like a compact city, and you'll have everything you need within easy reach, so there'll be no need to take public transportation. And, of course, the weather is another factor. The ship will be able to position itself in warm weather all year round, and that's certainly a major advantage.